This is how much we know about movies. We just, this, if you want a raw review of movies, you're getting it right here because we don't know shit.
Dad!
Oh, fuck, I don't know, man. Is that like nostalgia purposes for kids these age?
I don't give a shit. I don't care.
We get that, Pop.
Fine, I'll Google it. Through the magic of podcasting.
I mean, you don't
have
to Google it. I'm just saying, just take it out.
No, no.
Not bring it out, or just be better prepared.
Now I'm going to shut your fucking mouth.
I am your father.
Man, sometimes I wish, like, things would stay at a simpler time mentality.
Welcome to the Two Dads Review Podcast.
Well, the good news is, at least, is that rumor has it, or Marvel has confirmed it, that I think the last three episodes are like an actual hour long each. So they're not like messing around with any of this 30, 40 minute stuff anymore. So I'll believe it when I turn my shit on Friday afternoon, you know, and see what the length of it is. Because they're leaving us hanging for so much. It's like, okay, guys, all right, we're at the wrap it up point. You got to start telling me stuff now.
Yeah, I don't know, man. There just needs to be, like, I don't get why there's, like, a standard for everything else in life but TV. Like, it's like all of a sudden there was a standard because you had to equate commercial breaks. And then they were like, oh, we don't have commercials? I guess this one could be like 16 minutes. Fuck it. Why not? Like, who cares, right? It's so annoying. It's like, this wasn't all filmed and then no one watched this. Like, who was the approval team that watched these cut up episodes and went, yeah, this is a good fucking flow. Release this weekly.
Right.
It just makes no fucking sense.
It's never about sense. It's about money, man. You know that's how it is.
Yeah, like, again, man, if I pay for a service, I should have the option to watch the whole season in one fail fucking swoop.
Only because that's how Netflix taught you had to do it back in the day when they were the only game in town.
I mean, that's, like, the best way to fucking do it. Like, don't chop me up fucking 22, 25, 18, fucking 40, like... Just give me the fucking season, man. Let me watch 4 hours and go, oh shit, man, I'm fucking worthless. Let me go do something else for a little bit and then come back and fucking watch it.
Right.
I hate weekly schedule. Oh, man. Bullshit.
I feel like this episode was like the episode of like too soon jokes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had Hayward making, like, the, you know, you're glad your mom, you know, you weren't around when your mom died or your something or your... And then you had...
Yeah, it's like they just wanted to paint like an overall sour vibe throughout the whole episode. I mean, like, even Chief fucking Dickhead was like, I'm going to up the dickhead game. Mm-hmm. You're probably good you weren't here when your mama died because you ain't cut out for this shit. I'm like, oh, God, damn, dude. Like, she's the only one talking normal right now. You're just... angry there's a red wall and you're like, I gotta fucking beat it. Like, what?
Right. And then you had Pietro's joke at the end. He's like, not like your dead husband can die twice. And
well, which that's like good because that's it's a joke, but that's more of a like breaking barriers within Wanda's world at the same time. So again, it's like, is he on the inside or like does he just know, or is it just like he just really doesn't give a fuck if his sister like took over a whole town, but you know, it's like face is different. So there's all these like huns, and then he throws out that kind of shit, and it's like, well,
you're actually, from the he outside, did die twice.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but what outside, right? So mm-hmm.
Do we even think that he is the X-Men universe Quicksilver?
I just think Disney brought him on because they could. It was like, I guarantee you, if there was two fucking pictures of both of the Quicksilvers and they went, we get to make a TV show, neither one of them's under contract. This is different. Who are we picking? We're picking the guy that has fucking been owning TV for the past decade. Do you even know who the other person is?
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Why do you know that?
Because of... the numerous review shows that I watch, they've said his name 4,000
yes,
times.
Yes, because his name has been said a bazillion times in the shit that you just watched. But right. Well, I don't think it's like some crazy crossover now, like a way for them to bring it in. Really what I think it is, I think these people outside of my phone, but like, I think the dead people are her imagination. I think Vision's body is Vision's body, but I think her brother being there is not really like her brother. Like, she took somebody in that town and made them her brother or something like that. Like, that's why he looks different, because she couldn't fucking mold him right or whatever be it. But right. Yeah, I don't think it's my kind of like goofy idea with the Fox cross. I mean, I still think it would be fucking cool if that's the way they did it, kind of to bring the worlds together. Like, she pulled him from some other universe kind of thing, or he broke time. Maybe we'll find that out. That's why he's there. And his character may just be like that kind of laid back. Like, it's her brother, but it's also not her brother. So there's going to be a little like differences in the personalities and things like that of how he is. So he's like, oh, you took over a whole town to make some fake world, and everybody seems to be doing okay. Then I'm not going to say shit. You're my sister, right? You know, yeah. Like, we're super people. We do shit differently.
He's definitely in on it. He's definitely, I would say he's probably, he may have been in the town when it first got taken over, but I don't think he's like from that town. I think he's still somewhat nefarious. I'm beginning to believe that he's, you know, a lot of folks are saying he could be Mephisto in a different face. He could be a bunch of other like big bads. I think he's somebody. I don't think he's that big of a bad if he is. I think the overall, whoever is controlling her, influencing her to do this, has either we haven't seen them yet, or they've been in plain sight and it's someone we're not expecting it to be.
I don't think anybody's controlling Wanda.
I do. I still think there's an underlying someone who has suggested to her, and I think that Herb and Agnes are both are in on it to a certain, not necessarily in on it, but they have the same level of being able to pull themselves out of the situation that Pietro does here in this one as well. Herb back in the, he was the one that was cutting through the, he was one who was doing a real bad job of gardening a couple episodes ago. And he, this episode, you know, after explaining to her what he was talking about, you know, when she seemed put off, he was like, do you want something changed? So he was able to like step back and go, I don't want to piss you off, so we can change something plot-wise if you want. And then Agnes, as Vision was going around through the town and getting further and further away from Wanda's, either her attention, quote-unquote, or her ability to control each and individual person as she's wherever she's at, everyone else was completely unable to move. They were statues for all we care. He tried talking to numerous folks, but then Agnes also being that far out, I almost feel like she was playing that she was that out, because she was still able to move and talk to a certain extent. And then when he zapped her, she like, you know, came out of it completely or whatever. And I feel like a lot of the stuff she said when she came out of it was like a setup. She's like, oh, well, let me let him know that he was an Avenger. Let me tell him that he was dead. This, that, you know, so on and so forth. I think Agnes is still her and Herb definitely, and now Pietro all have this other, they're like you know, super users of this program, as opposed to being just a standard schmuck on the ground, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't think they're in on it. They're not
really?
Yeah. Like that was not, I'm gonna fake a fucking hysteria and like pretend. No, like Agnes, knowing that she gets a little more leeway, probably was like, I want to fucking leave, and got as far as she could, but she can't leave. Like, that's just it. Like, you may be able to wiggle and move a little bit, but you're not crossing that threshold. Like, so that's basically like, hey, I gave you like local admin rights, but you can't go to the share drive over there. Like, fuck off. Like, you can move right around in here. That's your green light. And as long as you stay in this character, you're cool. And I just think the only reason that they even get more fucking verbal lines is because they're characters in a show to build the lie. If she didn't need a neighbor to interact with or anything like that, Agnes would be a dumb bitch stuck on a fucking corner under a light post until homegirl got to that section of the neighborhood.
Like, right.
I do. Right. And I don't think that I do not think her or Herb or anybody that is already in there is like, I signed up for this shit in any way, shape or form. It is you are fucking stuck. And then and we're just getting to see her power. Like she again, she thought Vision was about to die. And she, basically, like when she went red eyed, I mean, that's like Frank the Tank fucking blacking out during the goddamn fucking trials, you know, to rattle off, you know, the 9,000 fucking grammar bullshit thing he did. And you're like, what the fuck, dude? Like, that's just her going, lizard brain, save everything. Like, that's, right. You know, man. And I think now that there's a whole fucking circus and all kinds of shit, I was like, why are these motherfuckers gotta get turned into clowns? Like, you're already going weird. I know clowns instantly make anything weirder. And I was just like, fuck you, show.
I know. The minute I saw clowns, I was like, well, Corey's going to have a little bit of a problem with this happening now.
Yeah, I was like, please, I mean, don't. Halloween episode? Like, how long is this Halloween episode going to be, man? Like, am I going to get some weird fucking clown bullshit going on? I don't need that.
Right. They are still pushing the fact that Monica is changing. This may be another way that they are going to bring the idea of mutants into the MCU with the dormant if Wanda's powers that were done by one of the Infinity Stones, if they are able to activate the whatever they had in, what was it, X-Men, like an X gene, like a X something that they could it turned on, it would be a dormant or whatever, and if she's able to turn it on, her expanding that thing may end up, she may be the one that ends up creating mutants in this world by if this thing goes like around the world where it'll stop changing stuff or it'll start, who knows, but it could be. I mean,
the mutants are already in the world.
I mean, if they're there, they haven't been introduced yet, not really. I mean, we have Pietro in there, but if he's not whoever he is, if he's an X-Men, if he came from a different, you know, universe or whatever.
But I'm saying
the
world that Wanda is in, not her fake world, but that universe, they've already introduced, like, mutants are known. It's not a like, oh, we mutants. What? Like,
well,
just because they don't say mutant.
True.
Use
true,
the
yes,
word mutant.
There are enhanced.
Yeah. They're like, I was around. Like, what fucking movies have we been watching for the past decade then?
Right. But being able to
use the word mutant and X-Men.
Yeah, the slew of characters. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. That makes more sense. But I was like, I can't get on board with, like, no one knows that mutants aren't on this fucking world.
Right. Well, they'll end up being something, you know, different or, you know, than the standard.
Well, yeah,
type
it's not
of
like you fell in radiation or da 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 da. It was everybody has this. It's just do you get it now or not? You
right,
know, kind
right.
of thing.
In fact, that the fact that you said that brings up something I happened to hang out on a WandaVision review on TikTok like this week, and then all of a sudden all I saw was like shit talking about WandaVision on my For You page on TikTok. So I was like, okay, so I was watching a couple guys a couple of review type things, and one of them brought up, I think it was the House of M comic, the one where in the comic books during one of her things where she like loses it, she utters the line "No more mutants" and makes like all mutants go away. Like she obliterates a like 90% of mutants throughout the world. Right? Just they just don't exist. They're not mutants. I don't know if she makes them. I don't think she kills them as much as like their powers don't exist anymore. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And a guy was saying because everybody who's a comic book reader is like waiting for that to happen and like, oh shit, is she gonna like wipe out? But the fact that we know that Marvel has the X-Men universe now, they need to try to get them into it. He's like, what if she says the same thing that was in the comic book, but she says it differently, and she says it like, no, more mutants, and then she ends up activating everybody's X gene. Like whoever has the dormant thing that we were talking about. Like, I was like, that's a really fucking cool way of putting it. If that's the way, you know, that it could happen, is it take the same line, say it differently, and it mean a completely different thing where she ends up sending that red wave over the whole world and it just activates anybody, just like it's messing with Monica Rambeau right now.
You are the problem with TV and movie writing. You're like, yes, dude, let's just take this really fucking old idea that everyone that like knows anything about this show already fucking knows about, and then let's just redo it in another way. Like, why can't I just get a fucking new story?
Because Hollywood hasn't been original for like 50 years.
I know, man, but like it baffles me that like you and everybody else like us that fucking reviews this shit is on board with it. Like, I can't believe everyone is just like, that would be really fucking cool, man. Like, let's do the same nerdy shit again. Like, no one else can think of a better fucking nerdy way to do it.
It's probably not right. Don't worry.
That infuriated me. You were so happy for that too, and I felt so bad. I was like,
it's making me more angry as I listen
to
it.
Don't fucking pull anything out of the comic. Like, the cool throwbacks to the costumes, that shit's cool. But mm-hmm. I don't need you to take a story that someone has already written and drawn and movie-ized and fucking book-ized and goddamn whatever other bullshit 100 times. Like, I know that story. I do not need it again in a different fucking way.
Like, right.
No.
Love how worked up you get about it, too.
It is. It's just like, it's so lazy, man, because there's so many, like, fuck it, dude. You go on TikTok or Twitter and just fucking hit the thing and let it spin and stop. And in your 5 stops, you will find 4 fucking better ideas than what is going on. And it's just like, no one lets people, like, be creative. It's like, nah, you can do the creative shit we've already seen because we know it's okay. Like, you want to restylize that a little bit? That's fine. But, like, what if Wanda came out and was like, no, we're not doing, like, mutant shit or anything. There's a motherfucking story. And, like, her shit is just, like, her shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's just something else that totally brings in fucking X-Men or the mutants or, like, whatever, the word, you know? But, like, why?
you're killing it. It's hilarious.
I know, dude. Like, just, you know, when you're mad or, like, your child did something that scared the fuck out of you, but you can't speak anymore because you're so mad at the situation because you're like, mm-hmm. I almost murdered somebody because it... You're stupid. You're just like, nah! Yeah, nah, dude. Like, I like the crap that, like, I like the fact that Vision is, like, trying to piece the fuck out of this world. Mm-hmm. And I do like that it basically sent her on, like, a blob-like rampage. Was, don't know where he's at, just know he's close to fucking Ellis Avenue. So, we're pushing that direction, right? And
right.
I like the idea of Wanda engulfing people and like making them human zombies because that is an end game to her goal. But if it's like a conscious effort because of general dickhead out there that's like, we can't have the fucking X-Men, and she's like, oh, bring in mutants then because I hate this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, that was the story, so it sounds pretty stupid. Like,
right. Well, I still think, and we've talked about this already before on previous episodes, this is to bring Vision back, is to whatever she's going to do with this world. The end goal is for her to bring Vision back, whether it's because she has certain inherent powers in her from an Infinity Stone. Maybe she's attempting to rebuild the Infinity Stone that she needs for his head, which she possibly, with the cosmic powers that she has.
Yeah, that's a cool idea.
Especially since, hey, they said it at the beginning when we first saw Hayward and stuff, is that it's the place is made out of the type of radiation that was around during the Big Bang. What also happened during the Big Bang, according to Doctor Strange and all of his cronies, is that's when the Infinity Stones were created. Six, actually. Six? One, two, three. Yeah, six. So I think that's going to end up being, I mean, she's not just doing this to live here forever. I would hope, because she's not maintaining people that aren't within a 2-block radius very well.
Yeah. Like, I mean, if that was the case, like, I know Vision is an Avenger and like everybody knows who like the red caped guy is. Right. Mm-hmm. But I mean, in all honesty, wouldn't it just be easier to keep Vision under a spell and like just encapsulate him with that in mega power that you just sucked a whole city and a whole nother fucking like small town up with, and just move it with you? Because it's never like they're not apart. Like, even if she left him alone, she's like, oh, it's just Vision's corpse. I'll be back and bring him back in a little bit, right?
Gross.
Like, yeah, it is. It's, I mean, this whole thing is really gross when you think about it. Because again, So we see the one time where she's like, can I control you, Vision? And like knocks him out. But Does he just go to bed every night? Like, are you telling me Wanda isn't like, sup, Vig? You ready? Like, when the fucking credits roll? Like, I'm just saying, to me, the way they're painting this show is you're supposed to forget almost that Vision's dead. That's like why when it gets shown that the characters in their corpse form, when you saw her brother real quick, you were like, oh, shit, you're fucked, dude. Like, it is a quick turnaround. Like, if you saw that, you would go, nope, turning right the fuck back around. And I hope when I look again, it is not there. Right. So, yeah, I mean, that kind of thing, like, if that was the end game, just to kind of bring Vision back, like, I like the fact that she doesn't know why, right? So I think she kind of lost something, and then maybe with, like you said, the rebuilding of the stone or whatever, it's like an interference of some sorts, and plus she's probably traumatized and got some blockers up, right? So the combination of two really makes for an interesting scenario. But if anybody in there is like a puppeteer, I do not think it was like they brought Wanda a proposition and was like, here's your cause. I think Wanda made this happen. And then if there is a bad guy, like the big bad, I think it's just like a devil being a devil then going, well, this is a good opportunity. Let me see how I can take advantage of this situation. Right. You know?
Yeah. I don't necessarily want her to be the villain at the end of all this. I don't want her to be just because like you were talking about with television, the oh no, she went crazy trope is like uber played out. Give me either a henchman for or the next big bad for the, you know, the next phase of the MCU. Just do that for me. This is how you introduce him. If it's Nightmare, if it's Mephisto, if it's somebody else we haven't even thought about yet. Like, you know.
Yeah, but you may only get that. Like, I mean, Wanda's thing may be solely what you don't want. Like, Wanda's brokenhearted.
She's just nuts.
And I don't even think it's she's nuts, man. Like, I don't think it's like this, I went crazy and, I mean, this is calculated with what she's doing. Right. Like, but again, I think it is not rational thinking, but I don't think it's I lost my fucking mind. And I'm just like,
compartmentalized calculation.
Yeah. And again, I think her being a mutant was like, why can't I try this? Right. Like, I do magic, you know, and maybe it's kind of one of those things where like the first spell is what caused this. And she's like, I don't know. You know, right? Because it was just too fucking much or something. And then we get the big bad guy who's going to be the bad guy, not really for Wanda, but for the universe. And they saw what he was trying or they were trying to do to Wanda, right? Or in that area. And we're like, yo, we got to put this space fucking thing in check over here because it's obviously coming for Earth because everybody fucking hates us.
Right. I think we're easy to pick on. True. Yeah, yeah. They're hinting towards whoever Monica's bringing. So there's someone who's special who she's going to go meet. We're hopefully going to see that person next episode because we sure didn't see in this episode or the last one when they brought him up. I'm like, okay, come on. You've got to bring him the next time. You know, we have to meet this person. It's been two episodes now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind that stuff because, like, that's all big. Every time they introduce somebody, they're always like, okay, we got to go fucking explain this person. You know, it's, I hope it's just like they're there, right?
We'll get him as the cliffhanger for the next episode is what will happen. We still won't meet him till the very end.
Yeah, and I honestly think that'll be what will happen because it's more set up for a movie thing. So, like, why are they going to be in here, right?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I still don't think we've hit the I don't think we've hit the Luke Skywalker in Mandalorian cameo yet. Evan Peters is cool. He's awesome. You can tell that Evan Peters, the actor, is having a blast, like, doing this character again or whatever character he's, you know, he's playing a character who's playing Pietro, you know, from the X-Men universe, that kind of stuff. Like, you can just tell he's having a good time. I mentioned to see, because the cool thing is once she blasts him for the bad joke about Vision being dead twice, when she blasts him, like, I can see that could be, and we don't see him again because she makes everything expand and then there's credits. So the aftermath of that, and whether or not it reveals, if whether or not him being hit by her and either being pissed or being wounded or injured, gives us the reveal to who he is, who he really is, to her and in this world. So I kind of hope that happens next episode. I want to see Jimmy Woo kick some more fucking ass. This coming episode, that boy's got a right hook on him.
He was like, oh, I got this. Let me clean this room up real quick.
Right. We gotta see who Darcy turns into. That's gonna be crazy. I think people were joking online that they hope she turns into her character from Two Broke Girls. You ever see funny. That?
Like, yeah, she's yeah. like the waitress. Yeah, right. Just like a throwback, a meta. Like in the diner or some shit. Yeah.
It was kind of. Were you old enough for Malcolm in the Middle, or were you too old for Malcolm in the Middle?
I was too old. Fuck about Malcolm in the Middle.
Me neither. Yeah, I feel like they kind of skipped over. Like, I know that a few things that were referenced in the episode were kind of 90s-ish, but it was mostly like early 2000s show Malcolm. I mean, it was straight talking to the camera. That's Malcolm in the Middle, like in a heart. Like, that's everything from that time. So that time frame. So I don't know if we're gonna go back into the 90s at all, or if we're just gonna end up, if we're done with the whole, like, okay, we've been through all of it. But it really seems odd to skip the generation, skip the, like, the decade of, like, everybody of your and mine age who was like, where was the Roseanne or the Friends or the Seinfeld, or although, you know, that's like the age of the folks, you know, a large chunk of folks who are watching this show right now. You're like, did you just skip over our teenage generation? Are you shitting me right now? Like, what are you doing? Why are we skipping over the 90s? Like, you know, even that, a lot of the stuff that they had, the movie theater had like Incredibles playing, but also like Parent Trap. So I feel that was
yeah,
more towards
also
like
had like fucking Night of the Living Dead playing too.
Like, true. That, yeah, on in the square, right. Well, yeah. And I feel like the Incredibles and Parent Trap, those movies are picked because of what they represent. You have a family of superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a given. And you have Parent Trap, where you have the two kids trying to get the parents back together again because they're getting divorced. I've never actually seen it, but they're getting divorced or something, right? Or they're separated, whatever it is. So, you know, the issues that are going on in the house. And I don't know if it means anything, and it probably doesn't. You're probably going to shit on me. But at the beginning of the episode, when Billy or Tommy, whichever one is the one that's got his mom's powers, when he was doing the straight to camera talking and everybody else around him, his brother, Wanda, everybody else did the standard, like, didn't notice that he was talking to the fourth wall. But when he was sitting down playing video games with his brother and Pietro, as he was talking to camera towards the end of his little monologue, Pietro turned to look at him like, why are you still talking to them? Like, he noticed what he was doing. I don't know if that means anything or if he was just making a weird face. He also could have been reacting to Wanda and Vision either coming downstairs or they were having a conversation off to the side that way too. I don't know.
But I mean, towards the end of the episode, you notice that like Pietro seems to like fucking kind of notice a little bit more about what's mm-hmm. going on, or at least know. So he could have just been like, all right, I get that she made a sitcom, but it's like this fucking kid literally just talking off to nothing. Like, it, you know, because she's got...
Like, why are you still talking over there?
Yeah, because I think people forget, like, everybody is under her spell. Like, the kids are under her spell. Vision's under her spell. Like, yeah, he seems to be able to break away from it a little bit, but mm-hmm. no one is not under Wanda's control in this situation. Like...
Right.
Even her family, they are locked under whatever it is she's doing. And that could get back to, like, when she frees people up to, like, say things and they're like, do you want things better or whatever? Again, like, she could convince these people that they're in a TV show. But again, she's also going in and out of everything. So does she always remember that? She's trying to live her perfect world. So when they break character, it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. She's definitely have to make people go to the bathroom. She's definitely doing that. It's like these poor, like, I don't know who's bathing. Suddenly there's kids now. Like, especially after we talked about last episode and Vision brought it up there. Literally, we have not seen a single kid. And then they're suddenly all over the place because it's a Halloween special and you got to have kids for trick-or-treating. And Pietro even makes a joke about, hey, yeah, no, keep the kids friggin' away from the screen until it's like a holiday special. We bring them out and, you know, they're special guests. Great. But then put them back, which honestly, that's how we think TV should be in the first place anyways.
Yeah, children should don't bring kids TV.
To mess it all up.
Now, TV, like, if you're not 10 plus, like, you should only be allowed to,
like, I can leave you home.
Yeah, like, I should be able to leave you alone and on an island with dinosaurs. And if you're not in that fucking age range, you shouldn't act.
Right.
It's just not. Like, there's nothing you're going to do on the screen for an adult. Like, any adult out there is going to go, I mean, the kid acted, but, like, why the fuck was she in this middle of this gunfight giving that speech? That's totally stupid. You're a child.
Right. Right. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I'm excited if the next episodes are an hour long. The last three for the season, that'll be good. We need some answers next week. I think we've gotten 6 of the 9 episodes are out. We've gotten enough. There's enough questions out there that there's no more time to introduce many more questions. Now let's roll this boulder down the other side of the hill. Let's take it on and get done with all the answers we need to round out this season.
That'll probably happen because they encompassed everyone that is in the show now, right? No one is outside of it except for the dick. And
dick
everybody
made
on the
it,
inside
and
yeah. And everybody
the
on the inside like is
it.
Like, fuck that guy. So, you know, now we got our teams. Right? Even Homegirl in the back when they were driving away and he's all on the fucking radio come, can anyone hear my voice? Like, she's looking at him like, you did this, motherfucker. Like, you did this.
Right. Let's not forget the guy that handcuffed Darcy to a car and then took a, and just sprinted
off. Took off running? Yeah, man. That's just ruthless right there. Like, that. Like that's the character that you hope is, like, the clown somewhere. And, like, Darcy checks out of it and he gets, like, a fucking bowling pin to the nuts or something real quick. And you're just like, yeah, dick.
Right. So, well, that's it for us this week. We will be back next week to cover episode 7 of WandaVision. Also, if you haven't noticed, this podcast appeared on our brand new homepage at anchor.fm, which is a new place for our podcast is being hosted. You don't even know that because I haven't told you yet.
Yeah,
so
it's new to me too. Cool.
We are moving. We moved from Audio Boom over to anchor.fm, and we shall sing its praises as everything gets finalized with all the data transfer. But yeah, we thank everybody for listening. If you found us the first time through Anchor, hey, that means it's doing its job already. And if not, we appreciate you hanging in there. And until next week, we will see you guys then.
See you guys.